Accession number 27785, Mr. John Gant, Reel 1. Can you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Gant?
I was born in Fulham, and on the 21st of the 8th, 1923.
And could you tell us a bit about your family background? Did your family live in Fulham?
My father was born in Shenley, as far as I can remember. And he lived in Shenley for quite a while, and then he went in the Navy in 1914. And he served on HMS Orion most of the time, and until he got demobbed, whatever they called it in them days, in 1918,
what did he do for a living then?
He was a postman at Mount Pleasant Children Office.
Had he been a signaller in the Navy?
A signaller? I think he was. Yeah, but I'm looking at his old books that I've got. I'm sure that he was a signaller because they indicated the books that he was knowing about the flags, meaning flags.
Now, what about your mother? Did she work?
She was born in Suffolk, and she worked in service up in London. And as far as I know, that's where they met. Got married in, before I was born. We lived in De Morgan Road, Fulham, and I was nearly born on the top of a bus because my mother had to get to the hospital quick, and so that was the quickest way to get there. That was by bus. A sister was born before me. She was the firstborn, obviously, and we lived in Fulham for, I started school, but only as a day nursery. And
so you were only four or five?
I was probably only three. My first visit to the dentist was at about that age. And I remember chewing on a piece of kidney, and a painful tooth, and I was taken to the dentist, and the tooth was removed. I was put under to sleep, I dreamt that he was pouring oil in my mouth, which wasn't true. And then I went to nursery school, and just a few hours in the afternoon. And if I had a sleep, all the children that went to sleep got a sweet. So even if we weren't asleep, we had our eyes shut. So then we moved from there to Chadwell Heath in Essex.
What do you remember of that?
I can't remember the number, but we lived in Bonham Road, Chadwell Heath.
Dad's still a postman.
And Dad was still a postman.
Was your mum by now just looking after the family, or was she still working?
No, she wasn't working, no, no. She only worked when she had to through the war.
Okay, so what about Chadwell Heath? You'd start going to school there proper, would you?
Yes.
Now tell us a bit about your education. How did it go?
I can't remember much about the school. I can mental the picture of the school. And I've got photographs, I think, upstairs of me in a group for the class. And then we had a chance to move to a better house in Dagenham. And my I had a brother while we was there, and he went into hospital with they thought it was rickets, but it wasn't. But he was very ill, and while I was there, or my dad took me to my granny's in Shenley, and I stayed in there for a few weeks, and then we got the news that my brother had died in hospital in Ipswich. And at the same time, my mother's mother, who's lived in the same area, the shock caused her death. So there was two deaths, the grandmother and the grandson.
Yeah. What about your schools at, well, Dagenham would be the next school.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the local school. Can't remember the name of it.
Were you doing well at school, or average, or what?
It wasn't a professor. I got on well. I wasn't very good in arithmetic, as they called it in them days. I wasn't the brain of Britain sort of thing.
Any subjects you did like?
Well, history, geography. There was limited, very limited. I suppose the main subjects would be arithmetic, history, geography, writing. That was that's all I can remember.
And history and geography, the two you really liked?
Yeah. I didn't like arithmetic because I wasn't very good at it. But
Did you go to secondary school in Dagenham?
No. No, there was no...
It was just one school?
Well, it was one school. I was around about my age at that time would be about 9 or 10. Then we had a chance to move again, so we went from Dagenham to Rains Park in Surrey, near Wimbledon, and my mother, I think, to make it up for the son that she'd lost, they decided to try for another one, and he was born in Rains Park, or more actually, Nelson Hospital in Wimbledon. And I went and stayed with my aunt my mother's sister in Mitcham, while his mother was in hospital. Then I saw my brother for the first time when I came home from Mitcham, and he was in a laundry basket. It was like a similar to a cot, but he was red and ugly. But that soon altered as he got older, so he became a very attractive baby. My sister and myself, we used to take him out in the pram with the brother Derek that was... he was born in Bonham Road, Chadwell Heath. I've missed that out, actually, that sequence. So we choose to take the baby out, David, in a pram, with brother Derek sitting in the seat in front, and I'm sure we were playing buses or something with... And we tipped him out of the pram, banged his head. Of course, we got told off for that. I also remember from Rains Park, I saw the Crystal Palace on fire. I could see it from where we lived. That was the one thing that was stuck in my mind. Went to school there locally.
We've been messed up a lot of moves for school. Did it mess your education up a bit?
Not really. See, it was very basic. I mean, compared to my grandchildren now, they're GCSEs and so many subjects that I look at their reports and think, how the hell does anybody learn all this, you know? But they all do very well, so I'm impressed by that. Pity I didn't do as well, obviously.
So, still not doing too bad at school, not doing too well either, just in the middle?
In the middle, yeah.
And how long did you stay at Rains Park?
Rains Park, yeah. We then went from Rains Park to Shenley, where my grandmother, my father's mother, lived, and we had a cottage two doors down from my grandmother's. And my dad used to cycle from Shenley to post office in main post office in trying to think of the name. It's a well-known post office, and all the main mail goes from there to an underground...
Mount Pleasant,
that's it, yeah. And he used to travel from cycle from Shenley to Mount Pleasant every day, until the war started.
So you're still at Shenley when the war started?
I've forgot about this. We moved down from Shenley to Borehamwood when the new council houses were being built. This was about 1937.
Had you left school when you moved to Bournemouth? You must have been about 14. Must be.
I walked from Bournemouth to Shenley to finish my school years up. So I was 13 when we moved to Bournemouth, and I finished up my education on that last year by walking from Bournemouth to Shenley.
Now, how did you finish at school? I mean, did you do any qualifications or
my headmaster was very impressed. I became top of the class. I was running a small school, Shenley, about five or six standards, and I got to standard six, which was the top, when I became 14. I went into that class and did very well, apparently, and I got a good report. In fact, my headmaster, Mr. Brew, he thought I could go pass an exam to go to Watford Technical College. But when he come down and said, saw my father and spoke about it, my father said, yes, you know, good. But then it found that transpired that my father would have to pay about 15 shillings a week, which was out of his range. I mean, he
was a lot of money then.
It was a lot of money, yeah. I mean, 15 shillings, I think I wouldn't be sure of how much it was, but it was more than, it would take a big chunk of my father's earnings. So I had to forget that and go to work.
Now, who picked your job, you or your dad or who?
Well, my dad wanted me. He'd seen so much unemployment, and as I can remember, in Chadwell Heath, where men were crowding around the entrance to a factory, and the foreman would come out and say, oh, well, I want three men. The pay is about 6 pence an hour. And then somebody would say, I'll do it for five. I'll do it for 5 pence. And that was, you know, that was the state. Everybody was friends with us. I was the only one that had a father in a job. So he didn't want that for me. So he tried to get me into the post office. I used to do a paper round in Bournemouth. When I finished school, I used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go down to the paper shop, get my papers round up and do the paper round, come home, have some breakfast. Then I worked for I'm going to learn the boot and shoe trade with a shoe shop in Bournemouth, Wilkins Shoe Shop. And
so what were you doing as an apprentice?
I was an errand boy, really, but in between times I learned to watch about three men, they're repairing shoes,
cobblers or whatever they call
them.
Cobblers.
And one chap on the machines, buffing and wheels and that sort of thing. I used to do some of that. Then My father thought he arranged for me to have an interview at Mount Pleasant, and for a telegraph boy. I had to go for an interview and answer a few questions that they wanted, especially geography, and I fell down on that. I know more about geography now, been halfway around the world, but as I'd known then what I know now, I would have passed. But so the when that result of my examination came through, that I failed it, the other positive job was railway. So I went and LMS Railway, which ran through Bournemouth, and I got a job at Hendon Station, as a van boy. And
What was your job as a, that was a Hendon Railway Station. What was your job as a van boy? Explain what it was. They don't have them now, I don't think.
Yeah, no. We used to be on. So the van would go loaded up. When I used to get there in the morning, it was the trailer was loaded up with goods for factories and house addresses, and I was on the back, making sure that nobody pinched anything. Then I did that.
Now, when would that be? That'd be 1938, would it? 37, a shoe shop, 38 then?
30. I was there when war started. That was September 39, and I was working there then, and I joined the Home Guard.
Hang on, that'll be in May. Well, what do you remember about the outbreak of war? It's the old, you know, the day war broke out. I mean, do you remember hearing it, or what did you think?
I was at home on the Sunday when the Chamberlain broadcast to the nation and said we'd been to Hitler and came back with a note that guaranteed that there'd be no war. And then on the Sunday morning, I was just finishing my paper round when the sirens went. And when I got home, Chamberlain was saying that Hitler had not pulled German troops from Poland. So in that case, Britain are at war we're at war with Germany.
Now, how did you feel about that? I mean, what were you? You're 16, I think.
Yeah, 16, yeah.
Too young to be called up then, but nevertheless, pretty close to the age, which, you know.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the war? Did you think it would involve you? What did you think about it all?
I don't know whether I had any firm thoughts about it. As I say, the LMS Railway had a home guard, and three or four of us worked at Hendon. We used to patrol the...
Now, tell me about... So this is... When was it formed? Was that formed after Dunkirk, or was it formed right at the start?
As far as I know, it was the start of the war. The Home Guard was... comes under local defence. Local defence volunteer, or LDV, I think that was known as Local Defence Volunteers. I suppose that included fire watchers, and but as the Home Guard, they gave us uniform.
Now, where did they meet?
Oh, I used to stay off after work.
It was based at work at Hendon Railway Station.
Anyway, yeah.
And what uniform did they give you?
Army. Khaki trousers and a jacket and a forage cap. And
you didn't have to wait. There wasn't a shortage.
Oh, no. No. And we used to patrol.
Hang on. Did you have any training before you were put on patrols or anything?
They took us down to Bisley firing range. That's in Bisley. I don't know where that's in.
I can't remember. They know where it is.
Yeah. We learned to shoot.
You a good shot?
Average, I suppose.
And what other training did you get?
Not really. Nothing else, really. We used to have to patrol the railway lines, especially during the air raids. They give us a little explosion caps, so that if the line had been bombed, then you had to go further along there and put a cap on the railway line so it would warn the drivers, you know, there's damage ahead, and stop. While I was there.
Did that ever happen, or was it just something you carried but it never happened?
Never happened, no.
What were the patrols like along the railway line? Do you remember what they were like? Give us an idea of what they were like.
Well, there was only two of us at a time. I can't remember how many was involved, but there was an ex-First War soldier. He was in charge of us because he had the knowledge of army life, you know. And at that time, I was at home one evening about 8 o'clock, and the air raid was on, and we heard this tremendous explosion that shook the house, and that was in Boreham Wood. And this happened in Hendon, and it was assumed that it was a landmine dropped down by a parachute and exploded, and that wiped out about three or four rows of houses, streets of houses, shops. Tremendous damage.
Whereabouts in Boreham Wood now? I mean, what roads? Where did it land? Where did the landmine drop?
In Hendon.
Oh, it was in Hendon.
Hendon,
and you heard it from...
We heard it from Boreham Wood, yeah.